And now, for your listening pleasure.
Love comes in many shapes and forms and sizes. And I'll admit, love is difficult for me in my life at this time. I'm very fond of someone. I care about him a lot. But there's always a but. And like a but, there are always roadblocks. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. And I always hope that you're listening because you have a need to thrive, don't we all? I went in search of what experts about love have to say, like there really is an expert about love. All right, but there are three components in a relationship. You, them, and the relationship itself. There's also a past, present, and future to consider. And in these things, we have mindsets, and mindsets are roadblocks. I dug in, and the first thing to show up is the fear of rejection. Oh my goodness, yes. Or how about avoiding change or a low sense of self-worth? You could have childhood issues come up, trouble letting go of past negative relationships. You both want two different things. So now what? Well, back to rejection. Both parties need to recognize this fear and establish an understanding. Change is a big one for me. I like living independently. I won't live with another man ever again. I put it out there when dating a new person. I put it right out there. Self-worth is something I've spoken to many times, and getting through it means fixing it before you find a partner. Is your childhood messy? I'm in therapy for this, and that's the only thing that I can say to get through it. Negative relationships in the past. Well, having an open mind is vital. And believing the past won't repeat itself is important. Don't prejudge the new on the old. You may both want different things. Again, this is something that should be dealt with from the get-go. Knowing each other's goals and expectations will prevent a shock down the road. Love is difficult, but knowing these things up front can make the navigation of it all much smoother. Again, this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. And if you've heard strange noises in the background, Rosie has been cleaning her feet. I know you needed to know that. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening. And that is a wrap.